listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. To get to, friends. Thank you for being here. It's an all-ladies day all the time. Maud Marin, Kelsey Bowler, Bethany Mandel, Kristen B. Tate, and we might have some audio from Kamala Harris before we're done. It's all straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're having fun starting right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Who, like George Gascon, is really responsible for everything that's gone wrong in New York City right now. And, you know, New York City, as you correctly said, is a Democratic-run city. But the Democratic voters, the people who live there, don't want what we've been getting. And
that is one of the most concise statements of the overall outlook and appearance of what is going on in New York that I believe I've ever heard described on media anywhere. And the voice that was saying it is my next guest. Maud Marin is joining us. She is running for the congressional seat that Bill de Blasio also happens to be running for here in Manhattan. And it is a very interesting circumstance that Maud now joins us. Maud, thank you for being here. You are a Democrat running in a Democratic primary, but you hold to a lot of values that seem to be kind of counterintuitive to where we're told the heart of your party is at right now. If it's not AOC and, you know, all green energy and all race dividing curriculum and all the rest of it, it doesn't seem to have a place in the Democratic Party. How do you explain how you're there?
Well, I'll tell you, I have been a Democrat for a whole lot longer than AOC has been peddling her Green New Deal in Congress. I talk to Democrats all day long. New York City is an overwhelmingly Democratic city in terms of registration, although that's changing a little bit now. And I think why it's changing is because the Democratic Party is starting to push out longtime Democrats like me. And what I'm doing in my congressional race right now, I'm really planting a flag in the ground for Democrats like myself who don't think there's anything shameful and wrong about saying we want safety restored to our cities. We want our subways to be clean and safe for our kids to use to get to school in the morning. We want to curb inflation like everybody else in the rest of the country because gas is too expensive and groceries are too expensive. There's a small but really powerful group of the far left in the Democratic Party who have been dominating the discussion for a really long time. And frankly, the proof is in the pudding. They've been getting it wrong. Our cities, particularly our bluest cities, are not better off now than they were a few years ago. And so we need to course correct as a party.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying, and then I can hear in my head, you know, someone saying you're just a Republican pretending to be a Democrat. These are all mainstream ideas that Republicans are talking about in their campaigns this year.
You know, the reality is over a million people have switched their registration to the Republican Party. And a lot of those are Democrats who are so dissatisfied and frustrated with where the Democratic Party is at. I was at a forum last night for three downtown Democratic groups, and I made clear that unless we as a Democratic Party start really answering the questions and the concerns that everyday voters have, we're going to lose more Democrats. Look, there are some Democrats who just strongly disagree with me, who think that we should have more race and more gender indoctrination in our schools. Usually not parents, by the way, who are pushing that.
Right.
But there are people that are far left, and because of the way our primary system works, and this happens on the left and the right, when people are running in primaries, they run to the far ends, right? The far right and the far left. But I find that there are Democrats and Republicans in the middle who have more in common with each other than they do with the extremes of their party.
Yeah. Well, common sense there's a reason why it is called common sense. There was, at least at one point, there used to be a set of values and kind of way of thinking that was kind of distinctively American, and everybody could rally around those ideas. But to your point, Maude, the Democratic Party doesn't champion traditional American ideas anymore. The idea that we support our country, for example, and say it's okay to put the needs of our people before the priorities of our international partners. That's a long time, long held belief that both parties believed for a long time. But with the Biden administration, America comes last at every turn, and Americans come last, whether it's immigration, whether it's the educational stuff you were highlighting. So pro-life people have lived with, you know, a bad court case in Roe v. Wade for 50 years, and none of them, no pro-lifer ever went and said, well, let's burn down the Supreme Court. But the day that right. they didn't get their way, it was scorched earth, and they said, we got to pack the court, we got to change all the rules. It seems to me, as someone who wants to be a middle-of-the-road, common-sense bridge builder to people, it seems that if you're not with them, 99.97% is not enough. That if you're not with them for that 0.02% more, you're the enemy. And I don't right. know how we build coalitions and get stuff done with that kind of totalitarian approach.
You know, I've experienced that both personally, and I see it happening, as you describe, sort of in our nation. Instead of saying, look, I'm a pro-choice Democrat, there are people that, you know, that I've worked with who are pro-life. We just disagree on these issues, but we can talk to each other civilly about it and also actually find real compromise on certain issues. We want to make sure, that people have access to birth control, access to information that can help them plan their families in a way that would avoid abortions altogether. I believe in the old formulation that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. But even if you disagree on these issues, it is outside the pale to go to Justice's house and campaign. It doesn't solve anything, and it's also just gross. I am running against Bill de Blasio, as you mentioned, and several other Democrats, including a sitting congressman right now who's come into our district just to run. He's in Westchester. He's come here just to run in this district, who wants to pack the court. He wants to add extra justices to the Supreme Court. Just because you can do something by a legal loophole doesn't mean it's right and doesn't mean it's in the spirit of our democracy. We all know that if Hillary Clinton had won and appointed the justices that she preferred instead of the justices that Donald Trump appointed, no Democrat would be suggesting we expand the Supreme Court right now. I strongly believe that we have to do, a party has to do when they're out of power, what they would have the other party do when they're in power. You have to look to the future and realize that, we all have to play by the rules. It stinks when your team is not in power and isn't calling the shots. But, the way to get back into power is to talk to voters, hear what they want, and then deliver a platform and policies that actually meet voters' needs and expectations. That's how you win at the ballot box.
The methodology by which the left has kind of inserted themselves into all of this, and everything they've done in the last 2 years has come with the thinnest margins ever held in Congress. I mean, one vote in the Senate and 8 votes in the House. And you're talking about you're talking about the most radical policy ideas that have ever been put forward, and no compromise. I do think the Republican Party has kind of become the party of the everyday family and the working men and women of America. Maude, I wish you well in your primary contest against Bill de Blasio. If people want to find out more information about your campaign and what you stand for, where can they go?
They can absolutely go to maudemarin.com. All of the information is there. Today is actually the last day of our filing period for fundraising, so if anyone wants to make a donation, they can do it right there at maudemarin.com. And Kevin, I want to thank you so much. And if I may, I just want to underline one thing that you said, and it's about patriotism. I think both parties absolutely need to 100% stand up for this country, because it's an amazing country, and that's why the people all over this world the number one country that people want to come to is America. So despite the fact that we have flaws, all countries do, we have a country that we and our children should be enormously proud of.
No, that's well said. I really like that. Maude, thank you for taking time out today. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
You got it. Maude Maron, M-A-R-O-N, M-A-U-D, M-A-R-O-N, .com, and go and get all the info. Kevin McCullough, Ladies' Day continues. Kelsey Bowler, Bethany Mandel, Kristen B. Tate, all straight ahead.